Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Samechtes in the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha base. So the Mishnah told us that a Levi is always Neman. He's always trusted to say that this is a Maaser. But an Ani is Neman only in the years that you give Maaser Ani. So now the Gemara asks, in the second line of the Daf, Ramanu Bai, Ubin Levi Neman Lo'ilom Afilu B'Shvis, is it Neman also in Shemitah to say the fruits that he got it last year, the year before, and that's a Maaser? And to be potter from the Kedusha Shvis? Or in the year of Shemitah, he's not Neman? Omar Rabban Bar Chiyo, Neman ben Levi lo yirma Maaser boruhu lefotroy min hasheni. If he knows clearly the Balabait gave a Maaser Rishon, the Levi's Neman, he says, I saw the Balabait doing Hafrosh's Maaser. He doesn't have to give any other Maaser from it. But if he said, I didn't see the Baal HaBayis doing it, he just gave it to me. He told me it's Maaser, but he didn't actually see it. Or the Levi owns his own fruits and he did his own Maaser. Then you don't trust the Levi. Says the Gemara, We're quoting here the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that only Neman with Bnei Adam are Noyagim, they usually do. So Gemara goes to explain, what does that mean? Kinemastiso, in any money, the explanation of the Mishnah is, they're not Neman, el al dova sheken derech bnei adam, we're going to use the Gersa of Chaim, noistim ken. Meaning, what the Mishnah is trying to say, what do you mean, the minog? Meaning that what usually people give. If he is holding out something, which people usually don't give as a Maaser, he's not Neman to say it's Maaser. That's really a preview to the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah says, Ne'emonim alachitim ve'enom ne'emonim lo alakemach ve'lo alapas. Ne'eman to say on wheat that they have to guard for the Maaser. But they're not ne'eman to say on flour or on bread, because the Baal HaBayis usually does not take the wheat and make it into bread and give that to the Levi. Ne'emonim al se'oiro shel oiris. He's ne'eman on a unprocessed rice. But that neman, if it's processed, even if it's raw, or obviously if it's cooked, the neman to say that's a maaser. Neimonim ala poil, the neman on beans. Neimonim ala greasy min chayim min vusholim. That neman greasy means a processed beans when you cut them into pieces, say if it's cooked or even if it's not cooked. Neimonim ala shemen, their neman on oil, loy marshal maaser oni, to say that's a maaser oni. But not from the trees of Nikuf. Meaning, regular Maaser Ani, many times the Baal HaBayis will give Maaser Ani after he processed the olives and made oil out of it. But that's only regular Maaser Ani. You know, the 10% they take from the fruits. But Zitei Nikuf means olive trees that are bad, and usually you mafkir it and let the Anim take it, but it's not part of Maaser Ani. That usually Baal HaBayis does not make oil out of it. Ne'emonim al yerek chai, there are ne'emon on raw vegetable. Ve'ein ne'emonim al mevushal, that ne'emon if it's cooked. Ela mekare al davar memuot, unless he has a small amount. Shekender Baal HaBayis lo smoitzi milifsoi. That is normal for Baal HaBayis to take out of his pot. That if he cooked vegetables and he forgot to do mice, he says, you know, I'll take a little bit out of my pot and give it to the oni. That does happen. But if the oni has a large quantity, then you assume it's not ma'aser. Says the Gemara, Mao shiye ne'emon loymar. Is he neman to say, Chita nitenli vasiti oisom kemach? Chita nitenli vasisi oisom pas. We see the oni or the levi going around with flour or with bread. They tell him, what is this? He says, this is my maaser. I didn't get it this way. I got actual wheat, but I made them into flour or I made it into bread. Is he neman to say that? Says the word pshita lei shehu neman. Of course he's neman, because then if you don't trust him when he has bread in his hand, say hila davar saif, if he says I got it as wheat. But if he says he got it as wheat or as bread, then he's not Neman. And that's what Gemara conclusion says, they know most people are giving leket now. Now they're giving out leket. He comes and says, yes, I got the leket. Today was the day that everybody gave out leket, and I got it as flour. He's not Neman. And the Prey Moshe adds over here that even though that's what people are doing right now, we know that a lot of people are giving it as flour, we're still not Neman in this case. Says the Moran Daf Samechtes Amud Beis, Tani Rav Yudin Oimer, Mokom Shenogul Yod Doichim Es Oilolois. If it's a place where they take the oilolois, which are the clusters of grapes that go to the poor, and they do press them, meaning they turn them into wine, Yeoni Neman Loimer Yain Zeh Shel Oilolois Hu. So then, An oni is nemet to say this wine is from the, these clusters of grapes that belong to the oni. Fetekavosi, similarly, makom shenoagim liyois moiskim zeisei nikuf, a place where they do process the olives that come from zeisei nikuf, from the bad olive trees. Yaoni nemet loyma shemen zeh shel zeisei nikuf hu. So he's nemet to say this oil is coming from the zeisei nikuf, even though we said in the Mishnah that zeisei nikuf usually are not processed. If this is what people do in this place, so then we do trust the oni. The Gemara goes on and says nemoni malayerek. And we ended the Mishnah by saying that sometimes, even from a cooked pot, a Baal Bayis gives the honey from there. Says the Gemara, Ilan de Beis Asi, the people from the house of Beis Asi, Boshlun Yerek, they did cook vegetables. Onshun Metakante, they forgot to fix it, they forgot to do Maase Honey. Sola Gamliel Zugo, Vitankne Mingovo Lafso. And he went in and he fixed it from the pot, and that's a Sarayo that sometimes you fix a cooked vegetable, and you do ma'aseh from there. Halacha dalit. The following Mishnah is going to say, how much a Baal HaBayis should give to the anim? If he has fruits, he has grain to give out, how much should he give? Obviously, if he doesn't have a lot, he just gives out whatever he has. But if he has a lot, we try to give each ani enough to be mazon shtei seudas, the amount that you can eat two meals. And the Mishnah is going to list what is the shear of two meals for every type of food. So zok the Mishnah, ein poichatim la'anim b'goyim. You don't give less to the anim in the goyim in the threshold floor. Michatzi kavchitim v'chakav soyim. You don't give less than half a kav of wheat and one kav of barley. Remeirim michatzi kav. Even barley is also half a kav. That's pretty good enough for two meals. Kav v'chetzi kusvim. One kav and a half of spelt. V'kav groigers and one kav of dry figs. Oy money dvelo, size of a money for a dvelo, which is dates. Rekiva oimer pras is a different shear. Chetzi lug yain, it has to be half a lug of wine. Rekiva oimer revis, doesn't have to be half a lug, a quarter of a lug is enough. Revis shemen, a quarter of a lug of oil. Rekiva oimer shminis, Rekiva is half of that, which is eighth. Vishar kolapers, other fruits that people do not kriveya seudon. They don't make their meal based on other fruits. What do you do with that? Omar Bashol Kadeshayim Kirim, enough to give the honey enough, he can sell them. Vikarbe Mozun Shte Seudas, and with the money he can buy for himself Mozun Shte Seudas. So you try to split what you have and give each honey enough that you'll have two meals from what he's taking. So the Gemara, Tani Roiva Oyris. You take the size of a Roiva for rice. Kulo or Uchlo, another type of size, Tavlin, that's spices. Litro Yerik, vegetable is the size of a litro. Shloisha kovim, three kavs of cheruvim, carob. Chatzi lug yain, half a lug for wine. Revi shemen, a quarter of a lug for oil. Asore goizin, 10 nuts. Chamisha fersekim, 5 peaches. Shnei rimonim, 2 pomegranates. Vehetroi gechol, 1 esrek. My time, what's the source that you need to give this amount of food? Vaochlu b'sharecho v'saveyu. Give to the poor, and they're going to eat and be satisfied, and they will be not hungry. Ten lukadei sovi needs to be satisfied, and satisfaction means at least two meals for per one day. Chizki Yoshon Lavui, Chizki has his father, Mino Ilin Shuri, where are these shurim coming from? Omale Ahan Soro Soma Chado Barto, meaning you lean a big wood on a small pebble, to say that we don't really have a source in the Torah for this shurim. We just know from the Torah it needs to be Kedei Sviyo. And Chazal told us, what is the Shir Kedei Sviyo? Rav Chananyo Ava Yosef Kamei Rav Ali. Chananyo is sitting for Rav Ali. V'u all my timing v'u sosa. All my timing v'u sosa. He was trying to bring a source. How do you know these Shirim from the Torah? Everything he said, he was Soysa. He was Poyrechid. He asked the questions in it, and he showed that's not the source. Omelei loy bolon mustar elamivni. It's not a gavur. It's not a strength. It's not a powerful thing to do, to be soiser, to dismantle something. Elamivne, but to build something. The chokhmah is to build, not to ruin. So I'm trying to bring a source, so you're asking questions of me. So you bring a source. What's the source? Says the Gemara, Amona said, Tan, you're saying the b'raisa, arba litrim, the size of vegetables you have to give, is not 1 litro, but it is 4 litrim. This is one of the examples that sometimes the Yerushalmi have sentences that are in the middle of a sugya, which really don't belong there. They belong in a different place in the sugya, because this sentence, l'chor, doesn't belong right now, right over here. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Dav Samechtes.